Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Let me give you another in Malachi. Turn me to Malachi. This is a good one. Hadn't saw this, seen this in a while. Let me find it again. I know it's here in Malachi. Where does it say God hates divorce? Where? Oh, okay. Verse number 16. How a lot of people turn things. They'll take a phrase and they'll build everything. For the Lord, the God of Israel, saith that he hateth putting away. In other words, he hates divorce. For one covereth the violence of his garment, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit that ye deal not treacherously. Here's the key. When it says God hates divorce, does God hate divorce? Well, yes, but in context, you know, there's biblical reasons for divorce. What he was talking about here, if you read that whole chapter, they were dealing treacherously with the wife of their youth. In other words, the wife burnt the guy's biscuits that morning. And under the law of Moses, you could give that wife of your youth a bill of divorcement because she burnt your biscuits. And they were divorcing people left and right and left and right and left and right. And God says, I hate that. Not that he hates divorce. He hates how they dealt with the wife. Are y'all following the thought? Now, this will blow some of y'all, and y'all are probably going to go kick me out of this pulpit after I said this, you know. But listen, there's a lot out there that has ruined a lot of good men. A lot of preachers, a lot of things out there that the wife has left them in the independent ranks. In other ranks, the wife has left them, and other preachers say, well, you're done. Well, what does the Bible have to say about that? Are y'all mad at me? Let me give you another one. In Jeremiah, if God hates divorce, why in Jeremiah chapter 3 did he put away backsliding Israel? And he told Judah, I'm going to do the same thing to you. If a holy God can, this is going to go out on radio, it's going on the internet, and I'm going to get some slack. I know some independent Baptist preachers, they're going to come after me. But I'm standing on the word of God in Jeremiah chapter 3. If God says, I put her away that because of what she's done, and I'm going to do the same thing to you, your that sister, Israel, are y'all following? Why did he put her away? Because she committed whoredom and backsliding and idolatry. He put her away. There's a lot of things out there. So we'll pick up on something and we'll ride that thing and we'll beat a horse to death not knowing what the rest of the Bible says about that subject. When you look at the subject of divorce, there's three main people. There's a lot of different things you can look at divorce. But three main spokesmen for divorce. There's Moses, what Moses said about it. There's what Jesus said, and then what Paul says. You put them all together, and you get a complete picture. Turn with me, and y'all have messed me up. 1 Corinthians, remember, he's dealing with some people in Corinth, Chad, we just talked about, that came out of a lifestyle. They're saved. What are we going to do? With the same thought. That was in chapter 6. In chapter number 7, turn with me in chapter number 7. 1 Corinthians. Here now these unbelievers, or these believers, they're now married to unbelievers. They're saved. They came out of this lifestyle. Hey, my husband, my wife, they're unbelievers. Paul, what should I do? So he talks in chapter number 7 how to deal with these unbelievers. And I won't get I won't get this whole chapter. But the problem is, look in verse number 10. Unto the married I commend you not in our Lord, let not the wife depart from her husband. In other words, the unbeliever, if they're pleased to be married to you, stay married to them. Are you following? And maybe by your lifestyle. Matter of fact, it talks about, look in verse number 13 and 14. And the woman which hath a husband that believes not, the unbeliever. Remember, these are people who were saved out of this lifestyle. Now they're saved and they're living with a husband or wife who maybe is still whatever they're doing. Believeth not, and if he please to dwell with her, let her not leave him. Stay married. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife. In other words, it doesn't mean he's going to get saved. It means he's going to receive all the benefits of her blessings from God. Remember about the Ark of the Covenant with those unbelievers and all? And those unbelievers were getting blessed by God because they had the Ark of the Covenant. David said, I can't have that. So he went and got that Ark of the Covenant. Remember the story? And then Uriah the Hittite. No, Uzzah. Yeah, Uzzah. Uzzah. Because I remember Uzzah was a, you know. Uzzah touched the Ark. And okay. Let me move on. But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. Did you get this? If they don't be married to a believer, if that wife says, I'm not going to marry a preacher, stay married to a preacher, let him depart or her depart. A brother or sister is not under bondage in such a case. I didn't write this. I don't care what another Baptist preacher says. Paul says they're not under bondage. You know what under bondage means? They're not like this. They're now free. They've departed. It's talking about desertion. So already we've learned, Jesus talked about adultery and fornication. There's not, if they desert you. Are y'all following? Are y'all reading along with me? Okay. He's not under bondage in such cases, but God has called us to peace, not strife. We're not to be enslaved. We are now free. He's called us to peace. Let me put it this way. I just read something about, I won't mention the church out in California. It's been on the news here again lately, about that huge church in California that they told wives who went to the pastors about their husbands abusing them, their children and all, and the husbands, the elders told those wives to stay in that home. Now there's lawsuits flying because come out and some of the children were molested after they were told to stay with your husband. Listen, if something like that's going on in your home, you better get out. I can't imagine a preacher telling somebody to stay in a home that they're being abused, their children or them. Well, stay, you used to be, they use the word submissive to your husband. They'll take these words and just, y'all got me fired up. I want to preach now, brother. But God has called us to peace. We're not under bondage. For what thou knowest, O wife, where thou shalt save thy husband, or what thou knowest, O men, thou shalt save thy wife. Okay, let me go a little farther. This would have blown your mind. Now concerning virgins, verse number 25. I have no commandment of the Lord, yet I give my judgment. What he's talking about, Jesus, as we know it in the writings, he never spoke of this matter about the virgins, about what Paul's going to speak of. That's why he says, I have no commandment of the Lord. It's not spoken. But I give my judgment. Then he says, as one that has been obtained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. That is a mouthful. Paul knew something about obtaining mercy, because I'm going to explain this in a little bit. Do you know anything about obtaining mercy? Every one of us obtained. Every one of us deserves hell. Every one of them. Paul said, listen, now remember, he's writing this under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It's just not off the top of his head. The Lord's moving him to write this. I give my judgment that one hath attained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. Now, verse number 26. I suppose that this is good for the present distress. I say that is good for a man so to be. In other words, if you're unmarried, because all the persecution that's taking place, it's probably a good thing you don't take a wife and have children, because you're going to have hard enough taking care of yourself, much less your wife and family. So because of the persecution, I recommend you stay unmarried. Okay? Don't get married. I have a note here. Maybe now is not a good time to get married because of the present distress. Probably not a good time right now. Verse number 27. Art thou bound unto a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Stay married. Art thou loosed from a wife? Seek not a wife. Now remember what he just said. What does the word loosed mean? It's more than separated. It means they're divorced. It's as a boat that's tied to a mooring at a dock, and the ropes have been cut or freed, and the boat just sails on. Okay, that he's been loosed.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.